We need to vote to come out of executive session.
Motion to come out of executive session pursuant 610. Oh, it's a motion to come out. I'm going to tell them why. Why?
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to come out of executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Jim, aye. Aye.
I give you both. If you want roll call, if you don't, you can.
Please note for the record, no votes were taken. No action taken. Order of business, county positions. We have a number of positions that we talked about at our last county commission meeting. I have a couple of thoughts for you gentlemen, and then I'd like to hear yours. I'd like to start with those positions that we have advertised some time ago, first being HR. We had been asked to consider some form of timetable for the different positions, and if it's with your permission, I'd like to walk through these. But I believe that we should move forward ASAP with HR. And what I mean by that is to establish HR interviews beginning as early as next week.
You wanted feedback from us now or later?
Well, you had asked that we select four from the resumes. I went through the resumes on Saturday. I have come down to four suggestions. You had noted that you would have four, and Dan would have four, and then we would talk about them. And I would like to do that. I don't want to bring up who those individuals are in regular session because of the sensitivity of it, but I believe that we need to settle on X amount, whether that be four or three or two, interview and move forward. I think that we should do the interviews, let's say, next Tuesday, the 9th, if possible.
I think it'd probably be best for us to shoot for a date. We need to talk to
That's
people
what I
meant. Interviewing. I mean, if we just do next week, in the past, Nikki has been tasked with getting everyone's calendar together. And first, one of the things is, do we interview in person? Do we do initial with the phone interview and try to narrow it down to a couple people before we do site visit? Because not everyone was local. So
today we're going to have, and we can go into executive session at this meeting. I think that we should narrow down who those prospective mm-hmm. people are and make a decision. If, in fact, they live three states away, then a telephone conference would be in our best interest.
Right.
If we narrow it down to three or four people who live within this county or close, then personal interviews would be a lot easier.
Ron.
But I'd like to shoot for the 9th. Yes, Dan.
As I understood, as we went through some gender request, I would like to do it on next Monday afternoon or next Thursday morning.
I mean, it's true. We have Monday afternoon open right now,
right.
If we don't have legal here. So,
I would like today, during one of the executive sessions that we have, where we're posted to do so, and we are posted to do so now, or we're posted to do so at 2 o'clock, to go through, ferret through those recommendations that each of us have and start this process, make
okay.
the calls, get the ball rolling. I'm of the opinion that if we do our interviews next week, we can make a decision the following week. Surely.
It's been a while since you guys have talked about this, so you may have already addressed this, and I'm not aware of it. But it's my understanding that, Mr. Hausman, you were going to talk to each elected official about how they felt about an HR, because am I right in your statement that we would have to cooperate, that this would not apply to us? And the reason I say that is because I have had at least two other elected officials indicate that they would continue to do their own hiring. They would not have an HR person hire for them. And so...
I don't think, Donna, but thank you, that the responsibilities of an HR person is to hire.
You don't think that they are, or you do think that they are?
No, I don't think that that's one of the responsibilities of an HR person. I think that the elected official has the statutory right to hire and fire their own employees. Do you think otherwise?
I've seen otherwise in other companies.
Okay.
That's been my experience in other companies I've worked for. If that is not in the job description, that, of course, is different from what we understood, or at least some of us understood.
Well, I apologize. I have never thought that an HR person would do the hiring and firing for elected officials. I believe that the statutes give the different elected officials the ability and, quite frankly, mandate that they shall do the selection of their staff, the hiring and firing.
So then the HR person is to do, not over SURF, of course.
Donna, we are an employer of over 300 people, and there are a number of federal and state laws and mandates that we have to comply with, and I am very concerned that our county is out of compliance in different areas that it should be in compliance with, and an HR person will be charged with those responsibilities and mandates to make sure that we are in compliance and to offer to this county commission a number of services that currently are not being performed, when there are disciplines, and there's a whole lot of things that will be tied to this, hopefully, as we move forward as a first-class county, that we haven't, how can I best say this? We have a lot of different policies in different elected offices. When the audit becomes public, the public will know that there are a number of things that we should be addressing consistently throughout the county system that we're not. And one of those will deal with employees and with policies that should be established by the county commission. Will this county commission be open to suggestions and recommendations to elected officials and department heads? You bet. Will we work cooperatively and collaborate with elected officials and department heads in the courthouse? You bet. Do we want to put into effect a plan that will be in the best interest of the citizens of the county? You bet. This is the first step. There is no one now that is overseeing that process, with the exception of occasionally an elected official outside of the county commission or the county commission itself. There's no consistency between offices, and that has to change.
I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Thank you. I am of yes, comments regarding HR.
That's fine. I mean, I think in our executive session we can share the names and see what we've got, and if we have the same four, or we may narrow it down to three. But either way, four or three, we just need to move forward. And once we have that list, give it to Nikki, and tomorrow morning she can start scheduling and see if we can't shoot it for a Monday afternoon or a Thursday morning, since we kind of committed those to commission days. So
I would like to look at it and actually attempt to interview Monday and possibly hire on Thursday.
Wow.
That's how fast I think we need to move forward on this.
Well, Wednesday and Thursday, Jim and I are going to be attending county meetings.
Next week.
Yeah. I will be at the County Commissioners Board of Directors meeting on the 18th.
Yeah, we're talking about the 11th we may be able to work. That's the week we're talking. 8th through the 12th. Do you see that?
Do I see that?
I mean, are you here on that Thursday, I think is what Danny's saying.
No, once again, I'm at the County Commissioners Association meeting for the board members. I'm a board member.
I thought you said 18th, sorry.
But this...
Maybe I did.
That's right.
I didn't sleep.
I know you're a CCAM board member, so I didn't know.
Let's do the interviews as quick as possible. How about, and then we can set a date for the hiring.
Monday or Tuesday, if possible. I'm all for that.
Okay. All right.
These are, it's obviously a process just for everyone's edification that might be listening that we've already been through. It's already been advertised. Resumes have been received. Mm-hmm. We have some outstanding resumes for that position. I don't know how many I went through, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't 18 or 20 by Saturday. So I would like to, at that time that concludes or even coinciding, begin the process with the county highway administrator. In other words, go through the resumes. That also was, we've done the same process. We've received resumes. Is there an objection to us doing the same process that you suggested, Jim, as far as HR, and that is to each select X amount, 2, 3, 4, I don't care how many, whatever you all decide.
And maybe come back. You want to do it and have it ready for next Monday that we can, in our executive session Monday, share the names? I mean, obviously we don't want to interview.
I don't want to interview the same.
No. I was just suggesting that
maybe
to help move us along.
Stagger it a week?
Yeah.
Ron, what do you think?
Well, we have time Monday afternoon if, in fact, resumes don't take several, interviews don't take several hours to come up with our picks.
Share our picks next
Monday. Let's set a time for next Monday afternoon.
To share our picks, okay.
Okay. And then we will establish from that time how to move forward. Is that all right?
Yep.
There's two other positions before I go to the last and biggest one that we have, quite frankly. Grants coordinator that's in the budget. I don't know if it's titled that, but it's contained within the Department of Economic Development. And what we stuck in along with HR and legal was paralegal. We have counsel. Mm-hmm. We don't have the paralegal in place to assist counsel. I want that to be a topic of discussion as well. I have the individual I want to talk about, although not publicly, in mind. And perhaps you gentlemen do too. Can we discuss that next Monday, or do you want to discuss it the following week?
Well, if we're talking, rephrase that again for me, Ron. What are you talking about? The grants administrator? Or are you talking about the paralegal?
I'm talking about two separate positions.
The two positions. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's talk about it next week. So
the paralegal.
Yes.
And the grants administrator.
Right.
Two people, two positions. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because in economic development we had, or that HR legal division we created, we had positions there, and then we also had an economic development.
Correct.
So
I'm looking at one in each department. One was HR and legal.
Right.
That would be the paralegal. Mm-hmm. The second is an economic development. That would be the grants administrator or grants coordinator.
Right.
And there are some other duties that we could tie together with that, but I think we need to chat about that. I also have a name there that I want to share with you at that time.
Okay.
And each of you can do the same. That would be...
You want to do that on the...
Grand.
Monday, also the 8th, you think?
Do you want to do it then, or do you want to do it the following Monday? Whatever you gentlemen say.
Well, we're going to post it for... Let's just post it, and if we run out of time, we'll post it for the following Monday.
Now, these are going to be specific names that I'm going to bring up.
Correct.
Just
and I've got some names, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Monday also?
Monday
the 8th. Is that all right with you, Dan?
Right. And I think now is our time to discuss this. I think as you talked about a grants administrator... Is that person going to handle the intergovernmental agreements and the contracts also?
Well,
because I heard you say two positions, are we talking about this grant administrator, or
I would probably say grants primarily, and if we can get contracts and intergovernmental agreements, depending on the workload. I mean, obviously, last year our auditor, our external auditor said we needed to create a position, mm-hmm. and we funded a position, we just haven't filled the position. But I would agree that we need someone, and of course, I would think since the intergovernmental agreement, the paralegal would help with the governmental, that's who writes them as our legal team. Okay. And that's where the paralegal would probably get involved with the intergovernmental agreements.
I think that we just need to establish and cover it. I understand what you're thinking now. I just wanted to bring it up and see if, because I heard you say two positions, Ron, and
one position within Economic Development Office, which would be a grants coordinator or grants administrator. We have the funding in the budget for that position. Someone to work with, an economic development director when we get to that stage. But to pursue monies on behalf of the county, to administer the grants that are in place, to incorporate them all into one location, to make sure that we are in compliance with all federal and state laws regarding grants. I mean, somebody to key in on, and that's incredibly important, which we were also just talking with Annie about. The other, the position of paralegal, which we have funding set aside under HR/legal that we haven't filled. We have county council in place. We're moving forward. We need someone to work with county council on all the legal issues that are in hand and to serve as our liaison between council and the commission. What I have tied together with that is all intergovernmental agreements, all contracts with the county, and outside agreements between parties of the commission and others when it's not a governmental agency that we're entering into the agreement with.
I would like to title the, as we have seen in our last audit reports of previous years, the economic development director, there is a reference to grants administrator as one of the needs of the county in our audit.
Yes.
That's what I would like to focus on. If you want to add some other duties to that terminology, that's what they might do. But I would like to go out and look for a person or maybe in-house person for grants administrator. I don't want to tie the title of anything else because they don't title it anything else.
They being the audit.
The auditor, as we looked in the last two or three years, that's been part of what's in there. And it's just wrote in there that we need a grants administrator.
Now, we're agreeing that on this Monday, the 8th, we're going to talk about a grants administrator, an executive session. Mm-hmm. We're going to offer a name or two, whether it's outside of house or inside house.
Right.
Secondly, someone to serve as, regardless of what the title is, but as a paralegal for counsel.
Right.
Who also, hopefully, will handle intergovernmental agreements, contracts.
You're getting it down. That's what I wanted to know, how we're going to specify those, and that's what we're here to talk about. And that's I'm in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm. I will over the lunch hour, write down, I've got it in my computer, pull out the four names I have for today's session. And exec,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully your gentlemen's for HR. We will look at those in exec today. We'll move forward with interviews for next week, mm-hmm. if possible, on Monday. That same day, we will discuss the two staff positions, grants administrator and, for lack of a better name, paralegal.
Yeah.
One last position I want us to chat about, and that's the position of Economic Development Director. I want to have a roundtable discussion with the three of us, and I'd like to bring in two or three people from the community. This is my recommendation. And we chat about that position, what we want from that position. I would like you gentlemen, this is just a thought, you may say no, but to each come up with a name. I'll come up with a name that we want to sit at the table with us and talk about this position. The individual that comes to my mind, I'll give to you now, is Mark. He was here the other day.
Weiss.
Weiss. He thinks we should pursue that position. Had felt strongly about it. That's who I will suggest. And if I can get a name from each of you, not doesn't have to be right now, but I would like to move that forward because we're going to be in the process, I believe, of filling, hopefully, these other three positions over the course of the next 2 to 3 weeks. Could we go as far out as the week of the 22nd or 29th to do this? Do you gentlemen have any to discuss?
That's fine with me.
That's fine. 22nd?
22nd is a Monday. Do it Monday afternoon.
That'd be fine.
Or do it Thursday. The 25th might even be easier, actually. Is there something there? I saw you.
There's something there that you may not know that's there yet. So,
well, I always love those.
I just got a letter, so I know that I've seen it and added it to my calendar.
Oh, well, now let me back up. Is that the days where the...
Over in Hollister.
Sewer conferences?
Yeah.
What days is that?
25th and 26th. No, 24th, I'm sorry, 24th, 25th, I believe, is what the dates. Either way, 25th is booked.
I want to be a part of that, by the way.
And I told Rick I would be part of it also. I don't know if I could come in all day, but... And Monday the 22nd, by the way, is the tax sale. They're using this hearing room all day.
Let's go to the 29th. Is that all right?
Yeah.
29th, round table.
29th.
Economic development.
Is that on a Monday?
Yes,
it is. Like 1 p.m. you're thinking, Ron?
Well, that'd be great.
I'll make sure we get on the agenda right now, and then we'll get names submitted and invited.
Right, Dan, if you will, if that's acceptable, if it's not.
No, that's fine. I think we need to have a better discussion because.
Set these dates and pursue.
Like you said, like I said last.
If we need more people than that, I just want to have a general discussion.
Okay. Well, and part of what I said last week was before we start advertising for positions, we need to make sure we know what we're advertising for. And a roundtable would get a better insight from the community what they're expecting. Because the last thing we need to do is fill a position, and the community doesn't want that position. Or their job duties. So getting that feedback would be very, very important to the success of that position.
Did you have... I thought you were signaling me out there.
Auction, you would have bought something right there, Aunt Jan.
And I just wonder, gentlemen, if we had an art to... because we've had a discussion here this morning. We've got some good applicants for different positions. Do we need to pursue a job description for those... because positions that we've talked about as far as the paralegal versus the and the grants administrator and what their job description is.
We're going to discuss those
on the 8th
Monday.
Or the executive. Right. We're talking about pre-made
decisions
individuals.
On how to go about that.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get that down here.
I'm going to open it. I'll have to go upstairs real fast if we can get a recess so I can... get some agenda request forms filled out real fast so the ladies know what we're doing, paperwork-wise.
Can you do that in 5 minutes?
I can do that in 5 minutes.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.
God, we'll probably just put the tables...